This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We do thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening, and we trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. But I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we come to you today, Lord. Lord, desperately needing your help, thanking you today, Father, for all that you've done. Lord, looking to see what you're going to do next. Lord, we need you in the day and hour we're in. Lord, we pray for our country, our leaders. I pray for Israel, the peace of Jerusalem. I pray, Lord, that you'd bless the church and the children's homes and all the work for Jesus' sake. Lord, that we may see the hand of God in all these things. Lord, I do pray that you'd lead us and guide us. I pray for the listeners. I pray that you'd bless them, their families. Lord God, each and every one that joins us on a weekly basis, just bless them for Jesus' sake. And we'll give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few real quick announcements. I ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, the one in Romania, and especially some things that's going on in North India right now. We're having trouble being able to get the finances over there. It's not mentioned too much here in the States, but they're really suffering persecution from the government. Any Christian facility, not just ours. I seen the other day where they're trying to shut down a hospital over there that's been open for 114 years just because of its affiliation with Christ. So if you would please pray for these folks over there. Their soul's going to hell everywhere, and they're trying to stop the gospel. And I seen that in the scriptures. I read where the devil went and sowed the tares, and we see the fruit of those tares now. We see things going on that we've never seen, or I've never seen anyway, in my lifetime. And the Bible said it waxed worse and worse. I believe it will. But anyway, if you would pray and we can believe God, I'd appreciate it. We're trying to get all of this worked out, and we really need the Lord to do something here, and I'll try to keep you updated on it. But as I said, if you would pray for this children's home in North India, that we can get these things worked out where they can get the finances over there and be able to take care of these youngins. I think the last count I had, there's somewhere around 135 youngins, but a lot of little youngins, and they need to hear the word of God, and they need to be fed and clothed and all of these things, and the government standing in the way. But we're going to call on heaven that he'd move, and I'd appreciate if you'd help us pray. And let me make one more real quick announcement. We also have a man that was raised in that children's home in North India, and he's over there and helped running this thing, running the homes and doing a lot of work for it. A couple years ago, he was on a scooter, I guess, and got hit by some kind of vehicle, broke some bones in his shoulder and different things like that. Now he's got metal plates in and all of that, but he's unable to get around on the scooters and things that they ride over there. So we're going to try to get him. It's like a street legal four-wheel vehicle, almost like a four-wheeler or whatever, but they found what they needed. We're trying to raise about $5,000 to get this over there, and it seems like we can get that to him because it's personally to him for something that's not for the organization. I know that don't make a lot of sense, but that's the way it is. So if the Lord lays anything on your heart, his name is Johnny. If you would please consider that, we'd be thankful. We're going to try to get this together for him, get it over there very quick, so that we can let him be able to get around and do the things that need to be done in these children's homes. There's five in North India, and he goes back and forth, I guess, to different regions, does a lot of their running. But anyway, if you would, pray for this need, and continue to pray for all of the work in Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, all of the missionaries. The Lord's doing big things in those countries, and we're so thankful to hear good news. But you keep praying and giving as the Lord leads you, and we'd appreciate all of that. Thank you for all the financial support as well as the prayers that you've committed to the Lord over these years, and we greatly appreciate that. But this time, I'm going to go ahead and give you our mailing addresses, ask you to write us this week. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we'll go ahead and go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows. Calvary's mountain, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my rapture soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy find. Sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, helping, trusting, the golden strand just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be soul shall find rest beyond the river.
I appreciate the cross tonight. I appreciate the blood. I want to read tonight in Acts chapter 2. I've got several places I'm going to read, but in Acts chapter 2 and in verse 22, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Now, Peter is talking to Israel, and I know, and you know that if you know anything about it much. But ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by the miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as yourselves know also. Him being delivered by the determining counsel and foreknowledge of God have taken, and by wicked hands crucified him and slain him, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because he was not possible that he should be holding of it.
Right.
The next chapter says, chapter 3, verse 14, but ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murder and to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life,
amen,
whom God hath raised from the dead,
amen,
whereof we're witnesses.
Amen.
I've read two accounts here tonight about what Peter said about killing the Son of God. Now, I want to talk to you tonight about you'll not escape it.
Right.
You're guilty of murder.
Amen.
If you're not saved tonight, you're guilty.
You're right.
Not going to be judged, already judged.
Amen.
He that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already.
Amen.
Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation,
amen,
that light come in the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. God is not going to let you get by with killing his Son. I want you boys to listen tonight, and you girls that's going to hell, I want you to hear what I've got to say tonight. I mean, this may be your last chance. Might be the last time you'll ever hear anybody tell you about Jesus. Might be the last opportunity you'd ever hear or ever have. I mean, you can push it out of your mind if you want to. Try to think that you don't have to listen to it. But son, one day you will. And if you don't hear it tonight, you'll hear it at the judgment bar of God. When is it going to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity into everlasting fire?
Amen.
I mean, prepared for the devil and his angels.
Amen.
I mean, you say, well, preacher, but you said I was on trial. I'll get me a lawyer. The lawyer is your judge.
Amen.
The only lawyer that you could get a hold of is your judge.
Amen.
He would be your lawyer tonight if you saved. He's my lawyer. My lawyer is your judge. If you're lost without God, listen what it said over here in Romans chapter 8. The Bible said, if he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. I mean, God didn't spare his son. He delivered his son up for all. Now, I know that Peter was talking, and I know Paul's talking about Israel here. But I want to tell you something. Israel did not crucify the Lord. I mean, the Jews couldn't do it. They did not have the authority to do it. I mean, they turned him over to the Gentiles, and the Gentiles drove the nails in his hand, drove the spikes in his feet, put the crown of thorns on his brow, stuck the spear in his side. That's what the Gentiles done. That's what you done. And you're guilty of murder, and you shall not escape. The Bible asks the question, how shall we escape if we neglect, put off so great a salvation? I mean, you cannot escape. I mean, you can sit around and think about, well, I'm not that bad. You crucified the Lord. By God, you killed Jesus. Whether you're guilty of anything else or not, you're born in sin. You're shaped in iniquity. And in sin did your mother conceive you. It came forth from your mother's womb speaking lies. And you ain't never told the truth since. I mean, you boys listen to me, and some of the rest of you better hear me tonight, because some of you listen tonight, oh, God help. I mean, you're so close to hell, it's pitiful. And you're lying to yourself, see? I mean, God said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they that testify me. And you know what testifying is? That's not just getting up here and saying a bunch of words. That's testifying is when you live like that you are a Christian. When you testify of something, it's not from your mouth altogether. I want to tell you right now, if I was going to hell tonight, I'd try to get saved. Bible said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Now this is talking about Israel, because they're God's elect. But it's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again. Even is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Amen.
Now I want to tell you right now, he's the only one that can justify you. I don't care what you do. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ. I mean, the Bible said, you're already condemned. You've had your trial. You don't have to have a jury. I mean, you don't have to have anybody else. God's done tried you because you killed his son. Now, I want to tell you something else. I looked at these boys tonight, and I really appreciate them. I appreciate the young men that'll get up here and sing and not shake around and carry on and act stupid. I mean, really. I mean, get up here and sing. I mean, singing because they want to sing to the glory of God. They don't have to stick their hand up, stick their foot out. And my son come this morning and said, I want you to turn the TV on and listen to this bunch of singers. I said, I don't want to hear them. Oh, he said, they're good. I said, they ain't no good. And I mean, he said, well, they don't do all that stuff. I said, yes, they do. And before they got done the song, they was acting like a bunch of heathens. I said, listen, if somebody was to write a song about my boy that got killed, if somebody wrote a song about either one of them and balked and laughed and cheered and kicked and hollered and screamed and squalled because my son died, bless God, I'd do something about it. Now I want to tell you right now, God is not pleased with this professional stuff and this put on junk that these preachers and these singers and these churches are doing, clapping their hand. Let's give Jesus a hand. Why don't you give him your heart? We give our hands to Jesus and our heart to the devil. I mean, God's not in this new clapping for him. He wants you to get saved. He wants you to come now, for all things are ready. God's not interested in you making any show. He don't want you to put on. He wants you to come to him. He said, if you come to me, I will in no wise cast you out. But son, I'm going to tell you right now, he's long-suffering to usward. Paul Peter said, not willing any perish, but it all come to repentance. I want to read over here again in Hebrews. For if we sin willfully, in chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews. And I know this is to them too. Hebrews is to the Hebrews. I know that. But he said, if we sin willfully, after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. One time you ever find out that Jesus died for you, I mean, if you ever find out the knowledge of the truth, if you ever find out that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again the third day for your justification, you can do every good work you want to do. You can change your life. You can quit every sin that you're committing, and you'll still die and go to hell. Because if you sin willfully, you willfully reject the Son of God. And that's what you're doing tonight. You boys and girls that are lost and going to hell, men and women, whoever you are, that sit here tonight are listening to my tape on the radio or wherever you are. I mean, Lord God, you sit here acting like some of you yawning tonight and thinking, oh, I'm saved. Great God, if you were saved, you'd be scared to death tonight. You'd be praying for those sinners this boys are talking about in hell. I mean, listen, your dad and your mother probably going to hell and maybe already there praying for you not to come down here. That rich man prayed and said, God, don't let my brothers come here. I've got five brothers. You say, well, I'm not concerned about mine. No, I know you're not. But you're going right where they went. That man had five brothers. He said, don't let them come to this place, for I'm tormenting this place of flame. He said, if they hear not Moses neither and the prophets neither, will they be persuaded the one rose from the dead. And I want to tell you right now, there ain't nobody coming back here to tell you how bad hell is. You either believe what this book says, or you'll die in your sins and go to hell, or you'll believe this book and you'll get saved by the grace of God and go to heaven to live forever. But if we sin willfully, after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment, fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. He that despised, listen to this. He that despised Moses' law died under two or three witnesses. Amen. I mean, if you despise Moses' law, they took you out there and killed you, and you died under two or three witnesses standing there to watch you die. But listen, son, there's something bigger than that.
Right.
Of how much sore or greater punishment shall you be thought worthy who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and counted the blood of his covenant an unholy thing wherewith he was sanctified. Not you, but he was sanctified. Let me tell you something. I had a boy got killed right up yonder below Hill's department store in the yard. The grass died where he bled. I went up there. I would never walk across that. I didn't want anybody across that. I didn't want anybody to walk where the blood of my son, and he was only adopted. He wasn't my only begotten son, but he was my son adopted. I didn't want anybody to walk over where he had died. I mean, that spot is still sacred to me. And I want you to listen to what I'm saying. I mean, you're walking through the blood of Jesus, lying to yourself, saying, I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. Lie like the devil. Steal anything. Lie anyway. Do anything. Act like hell out here and say, I'm going to heaven. Don't lie to yourself, boys. Don't sit there and look at me and think, well, I'm all right, preacher. I made a profession. You're going to hell anyhow. Don't matter if it did make one. Jesus said, you got to be saved. You got to be born again. Lord God, if this had been preached when I was a boy, everything in the church would either run out the door or run to the altar. This much preaching would have convicted everybody in town. But you sit there like you don't know, and I doubt if you do. I mean, the Bible said as it was in the days of Noah, it'll be like that in the day of the coming of the Son of God. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. They didn't have sense enough to know that the judgment of God was coming. And here's a preacher preaching that the judgment of God's coming. There's a flood coming. They said, never has. Did that time.
Amen.
I preached to you the other night about the fire. Heaven is going to catch a fire. I preached to you. You didn't hear it. Because you ain't got no ears to hear.
Amen.
You're sitting there half asleep.
Amen.
I mean, great God, won't some of you boys go in there and wash your face? I mean, you stayed up all night, snuck around, live like the devil, sneak out at night, and then you come here to church half asleep, going to hell. And them old preachers, they told me, used to grab them by the throat and choke them. And I feel like doing that to some of you tonight. Choking you till you find out you're going to hell. Wake you up so you won't have to go. If you see a man out here in a burning car, wouldn't you try your best to keep him from burning? Wouldn't you do all you could to get him out? If you're sitting there looking at me like you're a dummy. Oh, God, help us. Bible said, how much sore punishment. You're trampling the blood of Jesus under your feet. I mean, walk through it from here to the church, to the house and back. Eat the food that God sends you. Wear the clothes that God gives you. and rebels against everything that everybody tells you that's come over here to work for you and to try to keep you out of hell and to try to keep clothes on your back, food on the table, and to keep you out of trouble. You don't respect anything and tell me you're saved. Don't bring me that junk. I got saved and I was 15 and a half years old. And when I got saved, I had a respect for God and for the church. And I had a love for the church. I went to church every time the doors was open. And I mean, they whipped me for going to church. But I went anyway because I wanted to hear and I wanted to feel that good presence of God. And most of you have never tasted the Lord. You don't know anything about the goodness of God. You don't know that God's good. Lie to yourself. Going to hell speaking lies. Oh, listen. God said, be not deceived. I mean, every time he talked about his coming, he said, don't be deceived. Or he said, don't be ignorant. And boy, I think we're ignorant. And I think the most stupid crowd I've ever preached to is in this day. I mean, they sit there and look at you like a frog in a hailstorm with their notebooks out of writing and acting like, well, I'm getting something. No, you ain't. You're lying to yourself. The devil would like to take you to hell. He's on his way with you, honey. I mean, he's done got you. You're already condemned. You don't have to be condemned. You don't have to stand before God and give an account of your sins. I mean, you're just already in condemned. All you got to do, God just open the books up and show you that you are going to hell. And he'll open the books up and show you the reason you're going to hell. And I've opened the book tonight to show you why you're going to hell. And you're walking right over the blood of the Son of God. Amen. Counting it an unholy thing. Oh, ain't God good. Long suffering. Not letting any perish. Oh, God, help. I mean, you talk about mercy. Boy, you don't know what mercy is like. I mean, thank God. I'm glad I'm not God. Your heads would be out yonder in the street tonight. I'd knock them off. Even just thinking about you walking through the blood of the man that saved me. I don't appreciate that either. I mean, Jesus died for my sins. I'd have probably been in hell tonight if he hadn't have saved me. And I don't appreciate nobody acting stupid in the house of God or lying to yourself while I'm trying to preach or lying to yourself when you're out there. Come over here to prayer meeting, act like you're trying to get a hold of God. Grab your Bible every time I see you. Quit being religious. Great God, be yourself. If you're lost, be lost. I mean, when I was a boy, the lost was lost. Amen. They didn't mess around the church. Amen. They didn't try to play church. Amen. They didn't try to play religion. Amen. They didn't like that nothing went on to church. Amen. They stayed away till God got a hold of them. Amen. And then when they got saved, you couldn't pry them loose. Amen. Man, listen, I know the difference. But you've been living, and I'm not blaming all you boys and girls for this. You've lived in a generation that come up without any sense, knows nothing about God, knows nothing about the power of God, knows nothing about the Holy Ghost. And I was sitting in there telling Willie today, Holy Ghost is down here to convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin, because you don't believe on me. That's what he came for.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.